Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program where we highlight activities in the office of the Prime Minister. I'm Athalia Reynolds Baker. Stay with us.
Today, we are renewing the commitment of my administration to the development of clean, affordable, renewable energy.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller speaking in Content Village, Clarendon, on Thursday, July 9. She broke ground for a 20-megawatt, $62 million US dollar solar energy program being undertaken by Content Solar Limited, a subsidiary of WRB Enterprise. 92,000 solar panels are to be installed on 160 acres of land, making it the largest solar energy farm in the Caribbean when it is delivered by June next year. Successful implementation of the project will see the island reducing its oil imports by 80,000 barrels per year for the next 30 years.
We do not intend to forever remain hostage to imported fossil fuel and all the challenges that it brings. At the end of last year, Jamaica's oil import bill exceeded the value of our export of goods by over 118%.
On Friday, July 10, the Prime Minister supported the signing of an agreement for a $27 million youth summer camp program spearheaded by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. Under the initiative, 2,175 at-risk youth in 18 communities across 7 parishes will be engaged in 24 camps over the summer.
Let me encourage all the participants to do well and to make the most of this excellent opportunity. I look forward to more programs such as these, which put our people, especially our youth, at the center of development, economic growth, social development, and prosperity.
The JSIF Summer Camp Initiative forms part of the World Bank-funded Integrated Community Development Program. The camps will provide education, skills training, and recreational opportunities for Jamaicans 6 to 30 years old. Cabinet has approved a $5 million U.S. dollar contract for the construction of 3 wastewater treatment plants for the National Water Commission. The treatment plants will be built in Blackwood Gardens and De La Vega City in St. Catherine and Lionel Town Clarendon by Surrey Paving and Aggregate Company Limited. Speaking at a Jamaica House press briefing last Wednesday, Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner said work is set to begin at the end of this month and will run over an 11-month period.
The National Water Commission operates over 60 such wastewater treatment facilities, and the new treatment plants form part of the effort to ensure that discharges from these plants meet or exceed the standards set by the environmental regulator.
The project will be funded by the Global Environment Fund, the United Nations Environment Program, and the Inter-American Development Bank. And Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has thanked outgoing Ambassador to the United States, Professor Stephen Vassiani, for his shrewd stewardship, which she says has led to deeper partnerships with the United States. As the island's permanent representative to the Organization of American States, Mrs. Simpson-Miller says Ambassador Vassiani also gained the respect and admiration of his colleagues for his measured approach to the post. Ambassador Vassiani demitted office on July 17 after serving for 3 years. He is to return to academic life at the university level. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
Trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises
is not a game thing and a ring ding. Beware, human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What we gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them a destroy the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
A serious thing.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.